This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Hello. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Rima featuring Selena Gomez. Remember yesterday we were doing that and we're like, well, we know it's Selena Gomez. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Drag me to brunch. I'm very excited about the drag me to brunch. I think my kid's going to come. He's in town for the 4th of July. It's exciting.
He's coming in for Drag Me to Brunch?
No, he's just going to come in. He's going to be here for the last week of Pride.
This is Berkeley.
Yes, Berkeley.
All right.
Yeah. And he has kind of got the summer off. He does this game contest thing where you have to write a game in a certain amount of time. But he starts grad school this summer. So he's going to spend some time with us this summer.
Very exciting. And then,
I know, really exciting.
How long is his grad program?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a thing.
It's NYU.
Yeah. It's like three times as expensive as Berkeley.
It's NYU.
I mean, it's...
And you're congratulations.
You're out of state.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. It's wonderful. It's great.
Will he be learning AI so he can program the AI to take over?
There is an AI component to it, but he's going specifically for game design.
Okay.
But he's got to, you know, that's not all he's... able to do there. I guess there's a whole program you got to go through, but whatever. Anyways, he's coming home and I think he's coming to drag me to brunch with us, which is very exciting. And we'd love it if you joined us there as well. In fact, we have lots of tickets to give away, big VIP packages, super fun. But of course, if you don't win these, you can still go to Drag Me to Brunch. We'd love to have a nice, big, fun crowd there. Every hour today and all week, from 7:05 in the morning till 5:05 in the evening, we've got code words. You send them to our contest line, and you could win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th at WSF, and you'll be qualified for the grand prize, which is awesome. It's a weekend stay at WSF plus a 4-pack of tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train as well.
This whole prize package is very valuable. The tickets, the VIP tickets are worth, you know, some money, and there's still some available. So if you go to RadioAlice.com, just go to the contest page. You got to go to the contest page and you'll see where you could get tickets.
Oh, very nice.
So
how convenient that we put some information up there. That's fantastic. So it's all courtesy of WSF, the W in SF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office.
Mm.
Big deal. Pride. It's fun. Always have good events going for that. Okay, so that's that. Let us begin with, we had a death. At 82, I feel like this is that's a nice long life. Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone. They call him here a funk rock pioneer. Oh yeah, crank that up.
It's a family affair.
You know what I was thinking about? I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of hits that you would go, oh, that's him?
Oh, that's him too.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Everyday People. There's a bunch of great songs. And by the way, not born, but grew up in Mill Valley's nemesis.
What's Mill Valley's nemesis?
Vallejo.
Vallejo. Oh, my God.
So he was raised in Vallejo, which is where he learned to be. They say he became a complete master of multiple instruments by a very young age. Yeah. He was already a total master.
Well, he's just so cool, too. Like, there's like a real, like, cool vibe, kind of smoothness to Sly and the Family Stone. Even this picture I'm looking at of him here, where he's just got this big old hat on and this crazy jacket with all kinds of bedazzling on. He's just looking up with a big smile. I'm like, oh,
now,
rest
I don't,
in peace, Sly Stone.
I don't know what drugs he was into. I mean, that was an era where
it
could have been LSD, coke, whatever.
Right.
But they do say he was very active and to make it to 82.
Yes.
After having lived that lifestyle.
Yeah. He died, they say, of complications from COPD, which is that cardiopulmonary disease. I don't think I have the exact thing exactly right, but it's
Siggy's?
It's like maybe right, that's where you'd get it from. They're calling it a prolonged battle with COPD,
chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
There it is. And of course everyone's very sad. There's all kinds of tributes to this. His family put a lovely piece up. Passed away peacefully, surrounded by his three children, his closest friend, and his extended family. Yeah.
That's going to be stuck in my head all day. That is such a jam.
She'd never heard it before. She's a fan.
You know what I thought about, too?
She'd stream him. He's great. And I bet you would recognize some of his songs.
I didn't have time to look it up.
I love that part.
I don't doubt. In fact, I would bet money that a lot of rap music uses hooks from his music songs we don't even know.
Right. No, it's absolutely true.
So he probably continued to get paid.
Let me see if I can
based
find his
on the little clips that were taken for hip hop.
Stone net worth.
There's a lot of like those older guys. Curtis Mayfield's another guy.
Yeah.
That ends up, you hear him and you go, oh, that's from. Oh, I didn't know that. What are you looking at? Why are you making that face?
I'm looking at his net worth. And it does vary. You know, every source has a little bit different, but it's a lot lower than I thought it would be.
He had trouble.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, they didn't make as much money.
They didn't.
Back
and
then.
A lot of times other people owned
they
the publishing.
Own the music,
they
yeah.
right, signed their signed
He may
their
have got
away.
Yeah, I think it's more likely he just had a raw deal with the record company.
All right, what do you think? You guys want to make it? I'm going to go with the one that is it's in almost every story. There's one that says more, but
8 million.
10.
2.
Half. $1 million. That is
wow.
I know.
That's a guy who got robbed.
One of them says, let's see. No, he never got his $5 million, but he got his name back. I guess he had sued. The $500,000 is what they're talking about.
That
here.
Is terrible.
So it is terrible. I agree with you. And so, Maddie, you go into whatever game we play today with a point.
Well, and he like even late in life was still touring. Like that's where he was making his money, was doing shows.
I didn't know that.
But like, you know, the county fair circuit and
yeah.
You know,
well, how are you gonna like sing with money. That kind of problem?
Right.
Yeah.
That kind of health challenge.
Exactly. Rest in peace, Sly Stone.
Vallejo Zone.
Vallejo Zone, right.
In your face, Mill Valley.
Why are they why is that the
When I came back, I went to an event with Sarah at the Mill Valley Rec Center. It was something.
It was called Search for the Cure. It was why the breast cancer rates in Marin are so high. Like, you know, raising money to find that out, blah,
so
blah, blah.
So I get dressed up and I bring this date and she puts on a gown and we go and have this night. And it was fun. And one of the speakers is up on the stage. Unbeknownst to him, he's got a bunch of radio people.
All going. We all did. Look at each other like, okay.
And he has this, I truly don't remember the exact quote, but it was something to the effect of, I saw these people spraying here in Mill Valley, and I said to myself.
For mosquitoes.
Yeah. And I said to myself, what are we, Vallejo? We don't spray here. This is Mill Valley. And I was like, wow, Vallejo takes the hit.
Right. Like, why Vallejo of all places?
Did people laugh or did it fall flat?
No, he was absolutely ranting.
He was, yeah, there was no laughing. Everyone was like, this guy is troublesome.
What are we, Vallejo?
At our table, we were just like, you think we can leave at this point? I mean, we've eaten the dinner already.
I'm going to keep that quote in my head anytime something happens. What are we, Vallejo?
I know. Trust me, I say
V-Town. Leave V-Town alone.
I know. Valley Joe.
Yikes. You'll see it on text too, because people remember me from that day.
What are we, Vallejo?
And years later, I've said it forever. It's terrible. I just went, what's wrong with Vallejo? Why do they have to get sprayed?
Right.
Because they're not Mill Valley. Duh.
Anywhere but here, man.
Yes.
Okay, next story. Sydney Sweeney. We all love Sydney. She secretly has gained about 30 pounds. Or something, and trained for like 3.5 months to play. I don't know this lady. But guess where she's from?
Vallejo.
No.
Oh.
West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I mean.
You don't know the lady? Who's the lady?
The lady is Christy Martin.
The boxer.
So,
you don't remember her?
That's a
apparently she was the biggest biggest female boxer through the 90s. She was big. Yeah.
She was like the only boxer to sign with Don King.
Female boxer.
Yeah, female boxer to sign with Don King.
Who'd she fight? Herself?
Listen to this. So her story, so Sydney Sweeney, the actress, has gained a bunch of weight and worked out hard to play in a biopic, Christy Martin.
Okay.
Who competed professionally from 1989 to 2012. That is an incredibly long career for a boxer. And became the world champion in the super welterweight division in 2009. In 2010, she survived a murder attempt by her husband, which is the one thing in this story that kind of like rang a bell for me. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did a documentary. Of course they did.
He stabbed her and shot her multiple times at their home in Florida.
Great show about it on Netflix. But yeah, she was left for dead.
You know, one of the things that stands out here is, why do West Virginians leave?
Well, I don't, she,
no,
I guess
why
she
do they in general, not her, not
honestly,
you,
honestly, there's
in
not,
general.
There's no jobs, you know,
unless you want to work in a mine
and those jobs are gone too. Mm. Yeah, there's just, you know, like I can't do what I do and live there. So,
all right. Yeah. I just heard you say Florida and I'm like, well,
yeah, why doesn't she live in West Virginia?
Why are the notable,
I feel like you could buy a whole mountain
best
in West
Virginians.
Virginia.
Walking away from the place that
they love. Yeah. And it's true. Like,
so
Maddie
clear.
Goes back there. He's like, this is, it feels like home. It's where
he
I
never stop saying it ever.
He's so proud of it.
Yeah.
Went to school in West Virginia.
I just, you know, I might retire there depending on who I'm with. Cause it's not for everybody.
That's true. Maybe you should go find yourself a nice West Virginian girl. Is there a West Virginian lady who is willing to move back there someday?
No, if they left, they probably don't want to go back.
Yeah. Well, that is a
anyway,
lot of places,
so,
you know. If there's no opportunities, you got to go.
I was a big boxing fan as a young man. Like, it was on TV, Wide World of Sports. Muhammad Ali, like, yeah. Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Tommy Hearns. Like, I love the nicknames. I forget what Roberto Duran, something fists. But anyway, it was a... like a really popular sport. I don't remember a thriving female or
right. There must have been some because she fought for over 20 years and got the welterweight championship 20 plus years into this. It's so crazy.
Yeah, I don't know that name, but okay.
She eventually lost to Leila Ali. I know she lost.
Okay,
to Leila
I remember her having boxed, but
Christy
I don't...
was towards the end of her run at that point. You know,
yeah,
but she's the coal miner's daughter.
Yeah, that does sound familiar. She is.
That's what they. That was her.
Oh,
nickname.
That was her nickname.
She had a neat nickname
the coal
too.
Miner's daughter.
All right.
So Sydney Sweeney says, "I came on board to play Christy. I had about 3.5 months of training." I started eating. I started weight. That must have been great. Like when you're an actress in Hollywood and it's all about being a stick figure, I'm sure she was like, I get to eat whatever I want for 3.5 months. I will do it. Apparently, I believe she's already lost the weight. she's already back down to fighting weight because we've seen her fairly recently. I don't know when she did this, or but there are some pictures of it now.
It's weird how that fits in, isn't it? Like, there were pictures of McConaughey with this hideous beard, like a year ago or 2 years ago, just this stupid beard, just didn't look good. And I just saw the first picture of the role he's going to be playing.
With that beard.
With that stupid beard. Right. And now he doesn't have it anymore, but it's like, oh, that's why he had it. For the part.
He's an actor.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So, okay, she put on the weight.
If you don't want glue on the, you know, the beard every day.
And she's since dropped it back down.
Well, I don't really know when she did this or how she's, what she's doing, but she said, I started eating. I weight trained in the morning for an hour, kickboxed midday for about 2 hours.
And then got a perm every afternoon.
And then, yeah, looked at, right? Bad, bad hair.
Woof.
She says, I weight trained again at night for an hour. So she basically worked out. She gained more than 30 pounds for the role.
Wow.
My body was completely different. I didn't fit in any of my clothes. I'm usually a size 23 in jeans, and I was wearing like a size 27. So she was tiny. My boobs got bigger. My butt got huge. It was crazy. I was like, oh my God. But it was amazing. I was so strong, like crazy strong. And she's going to be playing Christy Martin. Now, I don't have like a trailer or any of that. She's just, I guess a paparazzo got a picture somewhere along the line. So she wound
she got
up.
Out.
So maybe she is still shooting it. And we just haven't seen her for a while. I mean, 3.5 months, that goes by in a blink.
Well, that was my point, is like these things where you just no way to fit the timelines in. Like, it's hard to know where they've done what and what they're doing now.
And I suppose if you're doing a full body transformation like this, while you're getting ready for a movie, it would just be, you would sort of take your life down to, this is what I'm doing. This is all that I'm doing. I'm not going out to a bunch of big parties or big gatherings and galas, or galas if you prefer. Anyway, congrats to Sydney Sweeney.
I'm sure they
get to eat for 3.5 months.
They do it for the art.
Well, yeah.
But I think most of us would say, for that money, whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
Train all day? Yep.
I like her face. A lot of there, I have heard terrible things said about her looks from various people like in the industry.
Really?
Yes.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh yeah. But I like her. I think she's very cute. And I've seen her in stuff where I'm like, she can act. Like, I think she's really a talented person.
She's good in Euphoria. I mean, yeah.
Well, I didn't see her in that, but I saw her in Handmaid's Tale, and I thought she was pretty good in that. And then I didn't go and watch the, what's the, Anyone But You, I think it's called, the one she did with Glenn Powell that people say is so cute. And it was like cheap
to
make.
Yeah, the Netflix movie.
And made some money. So good for her. Gained more than 30 pounds.
Yeah, show me a picture of the person who says she's ugly.
Yeah, she's like the hot girl in Hollywood. So I'm shocked to hear that.
Well, she's a target.
People just like to be contrarian.
Yeah, and she's a target because she's the hot, you know, Hollywood starlet.
No, there are like casting people who are just totally rude about her. Like, you know, why is she the it girl? Like, really, really mean thing.
Jealous.
Yeah. Right?
Grow up.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror yourself.
Yeah.
Try that.
I think that's their problem. They're jealous.
Yeah.
They do look in the mirror and they go, she's not that good looking. Why aren't I more famous?
I think this is cool because as someone who is known for being so beautiful, she could easily just play into that for the next 10 years.
Only do that, right.
And instead she's picking roles that interest her.
And
she's
show her range.
And getting movies made that are stories that she likes. And
you know the hot starlets sort of, they look for that role. Like, what's her name? Theron?
Charlize.
And she got an award for it, right?
She was amazing in that. She's really, you know, sometimes people are so beautiful that you almost pass by the acting job that they're doing because you're just, you know, they're delightful to watch on screen. And
there's a famous interview where Margot Robbie is and Jim Carrey is there and he's like, well, I don't know how you made it in Hollywood looking like that. And she laughs, but it is one of those things where, she is absolutely gorgeous. And there's no, but I think at some point you say, I would like to be known for my acting. I do all this, you know.
Yes, I'm good looking and I can get certain parts.
The screen likes
people.
Me. Yes. Right. But I'm also doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it.
Who was the person who played Tonya Harding too? Was that
Margot Robbie?
And she was great in that, and she like dumbed the look down a lot.
I'm telling you, that's why they go and seek these types of roles out, because they just go, I'm an actor.
And I want to have accolades for my acting, not just because I'm so freaking hot. Hey.
But Margot Robbie is so freaking hot.
Oh my gosh.
That lady is
stunningly
just
beautiful. No argument for me. What if, has anybody seen that Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney movie?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, I was going to suggest that was a possibility for Bob's Movie Club, but if you've already
seen
it.
You wouldn't like it.
Oh, really? Are you sure? I love rom-coms. Dumb rom-coms.
Like,
I'm in.
It's so formulaic, which I think is great because they don't make enough rom-coms, but it's just like boring.
Okay.
Oh,
you know what? It's Bob's Movie Club. It's up to you. I do have thoughts, though. If you want any thoughts... But I'm not,
I was on the treadmill going, damn it, Clarky, you did this to me. I promise you, I was not
behind Dirty Dancing.
Right.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I'll make a little anonymous suggestion box.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. I have a couple suggestions.
Okay.
I'm out of time. In fact, I don't know how that happened. I'm incredibly out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Fast facts and productive dreams after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at
97.3. Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bob's Movie Club. About 48 hours from now, Thursday, 6 o'clock hour. We do it every other week. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie's Dirty Dancing. You have a couple days. Get yourself caught up on that one. Join us Thursday and be ready to let us know what you think of Dirty Dancing on Bob's Movie Club.
Like me, you may want to start early. It's going to take a couple tries to get through it.
Just know you can fast forward through the montages. Don't worry about that.
I don't feel like you can. I mean, that is...
You know what?
They're long.
They are.
They seem important.
Yeah, well...
I mean, she is learning to dance. Especially when the part where she's alone. Oh! Shoot! I didn't get that right.
Yeah. And they couldn't find, anybody else who maybe knew how to dance to fill in, but...
No. Yeah, I mean, all those people
this
dancing.
Rando girl right. that just showed up in
well,
her.
Well, I guess she's got to be the one.
Save it for Thursday.
Right.
Well, there's no movie if she doesn't get tricked into it.
Right.
You know.
You guys are simultaneously so supportive and so detrimental to the movie club success.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is sponsoring swim lessons and other fun water experiences at the Fremont Water Park. You can zoom down the twisty fortress of fun, glide along the lazy river, or chill in the oasis pool.
Sounds awesome.
Visit aquaadventure.com for details and stop by fremontbank.com today. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds, sun later, highs in the upper 70s. We are about a week and a half away from the first day of summer, although most of us feel like summer's here.
It certainly
the kids
is
are out of school.
That weather pattern, too.
Right. Also, this Sunday is Father's Day. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
The ICE protests continue here in California. Just still happening.
Down the state.
Right. Let's see here. Oh, Florida beat the heck out of Edmonton in the Stanley Cup. 6-1.
That's a really high score.
Yeah, that is not. Sorry, Canada. I'm rooting for you, but oof. That's domination, Holmes.
Hate to say it.
Mm-hmm. And the NBA is back tomorrow for game 3. That's 5:30 game time. Also, we'd already mentioned it, but Sly Stone has passed away. Grew up in Vallejo, was a radio DJ here in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does it say what station?
It did, but I didn't recognize the call letters, which come and go.
Changed, yeah.
So, but I thought that was an interesting little nugget. Like, look at him go. Meanwhile, he was already, they called, a master of multiple instruments as a young boy.
Well, there are those people who just, they got the music in them.
Talent.
Little prodigies. Innate musical talent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have like an understanding of an instrument. They pick it up and go, yeah, I got that. I can do this.
Yeah. I'm always, I just can't hear it enough when I listen to someone like Frusciante, who's a guitar player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And he also sounds like just an absolute
waste product.
Nut job.
Right.
But he also will talk about things like In Colors. That song sounds purple to me. And so.
Don't they say that's an actual condition, people? Mm-hmm. Or not like a condition, like it's a bad thing, but there are people who do see sound.
There's like all this stuff involved with it,
right.
Which sounds, again, you sound like a nutcase, but that's how it
but
is
we've
for
heard
someone.
You play. So it seems like you've got a legitimate claim to this whole purple sound.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. You don't have to ask me twice.
Weird Al Yankovic has one top 10 single. And they say here, and sadly, it isn't Amish Paradise, which peaked at 53.
That is a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. It's White and Nerdy, which climbed to number 9 in 06. It parodies the song Ridin' by Chamillionaire and Crazy Bone.
I have no idea. I am a Weird Al fan.
Yeah. Did not know that one.
They see me mowing my front lawn.
Keep going. We want more
they're
song.
All thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Oh, that's funny.
You know that. I mean, obviously.
Listen, it was a top 10 song.
Oh, yeah.
The kids know it.
Weird Al's next highest charting song was Eat It, which got to number 12 in 84. That one I do know.
Yeah.
I don't know the other. Anyway. Elephants grow 6 different sets of teeth in their lives. Once the 6th set of teeth falls out, they die.
Oh.
Because they can't eat.
They can't eat anymore.
Aw.
What a horrible way to go.
Well, by then, I imagine you're elderly.
Mm. How long does an elephant live?
Mm.
Let's find out.
Diet Pepsi isn't vegan.
What?
But Pepsi won't say what animal ingredient it uses that keeps it from being vegan because that's, quote, commercially sensitive information. What animal byproduct or product is in Diet Pepsi?
It's definitely worms.
They won't say.
Well, maybe it's 80-year-old elephants because that's when they die, when they're 80.
So they just take them and make them into Diet Pepsi? That sounds right.
It could be just the factories they use aren't, that maybe the factories make other things that aren't vegan. It could be something like that.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
or it could be pig lard.
It could be. Oof. Although, why would they put fat in Diet Pepsi?
Hmm?
Just feels counterintuitive.
Diet Pepsi is people!
For almost 60 years, the Beatles were the only artist that ever had five songs in the top five spots on the Billboard chart simultaneously. On April 4th, 1964, the top five were Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. But thanks to chart changes and streaming, it's happened four times in the last 4 years with Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Taylor Swift, twice.
Mm. Well, didn't Morgan Wallen's record just do that? It had like 36 of the top 40 spots or something.
It was a lot. I don't know if how many of them were top five, though.
Having the top five is top five. A thing.
Yeah.
Adam Eve. Adam and Eve is, they make
sex toys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
AdamandEve.com asked people about their dreams. And surprisingly, I'm really surprised by this. That's why I thought it was interesting to mention.
Okay.
Let me start as your reporter. I have never had one of those dreams that produce an ending.
Yeah,
I just haven't.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought those were like super common.
Yeah, I think they are very common. And that's what this they say. 81% of the adult population said they experienced sex dreams.
Oh, yeah. I have sex dreams a lot.
59% of those people say, yeah, I finished. Man and woman.
Yeah, I never have.
And that was the most interesting part of the study that I thought was worth conversation or at least a quickie.
So only 59% of the total population has had
But they say 68% of males and 50% of females experience a finish during the dream.
I wonder if, you know how they say if you even remember a dream, it's because you woke up during it?
For me, that's true.
Right. I wouldn't be able to tell you what I dreamed about all night unless I woke up during it. So the times that I've been having a sex dream and I've gotten, you know, like that feeling, it's never
finished.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is it's kind of a bummer.
I thought it was such a normal part for boys to have it and I never did. So that was sort of, as we've talked about a million things over the years, that's never been one of the things that I experienced.
But it does sound like, you know, it doesn't happen for everybody.
But for women to have had it, I've never heard a lady say, yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't either. Mm-hmm. But we have a text number, 800-400-3697. We might not read your text on the air, but you could tell us if it's ever happened.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I didn't.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyway, I don't know this song they're referencing here, so I'm going to start the story by saying apparently Chris Rock had a song called Chris Rock.
The comedian, Chris Rock. The bitch slap guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, oh, he's the bitch slap guy.
Yeah. Oh, poor Chris Rock.
I know.
Oh.
Although I will say that he's a guy who handled it. He was surprised and shocked and horrified and also went on with the show. Kind of a hero. Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Everybody stood by while he took a shot
because
to the face.
Because everybody was so shocked.
I know, I was too.
Now, if we saw it happen again, maybe we'd all react differently, or someone would jump up, or security would come and remove the person. Like, it's stunning that that guy later that show went up on stage and
got
cried
and cry
got
his
top
eyes out.
Award of the night.
Yeah. Well, I do think when that moment happened, if you didn't believe that was a bit, like, I thought it was a bit.
I'm like, oh, what are they doing?
Like, you'd really be someone who picked up what was going on there if you knew. It was only after when he, keep, that's when the whole room went.
Right. The silence of a billion people going, what am I saying? What happened?
The whole room kind of went, oh.
What year was that?
Anyway, Chris Rock had a song in 1999 called No Sex in the Champagne Room.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sing it.
I don't remember the tune, but the chorus is No Sex in the Champagne Room. Yeah, I
nice. Was it a hit?
I remember it.
He remembers it. Yeah, and they're mentioning it here as part of this story. A 21-year-old man got arrested in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday.
Okay.
After he called 911 and said the stripper wouldn't. There's no sex in the champagne room here. Called for help.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no sex in the champagne room.
Yeah, I never frequent or did even frequent strip clubs, but I thought that that was something that happened. Like,
maybe you have to leave the champagne room and go to a private
room.
Is
the place still open here on, was that O'Farrell?
Oh, you're talking about the
brothers.
What's the name of that strip club? Anyway, I thought that was a place where stuff happened.
Something Brothers.
That is killing me. Hold on. I got
Actually, I want to say you and Hooman went in there one time.
Mitchell Brothers.
Is that still there?
I
can't be.
It looks like.
No.
I'm looking at what happened to it. No.
This kid called 911 to say that the stripper wouldn't.
Had he paid her? I mean.
It happened at a place called Oz Gentleman's Club.
Oh.
He's originally from Saudi Arabia, which doesn't have strip clubs, so I guess he wasn't familiar with how things worked.
Mm.
Although, again, while I've never, I thought that's what happened there. At least if it was, you know, some
help.
Right.
Right.
He told 911 that he requested, you know, some stuff and gave them $300.
Oh.
They took him to a private room, but they did not do what he requested.
Mm.
$300.
That's not going to get you much in a good strip club.
It doesn't?
Not a good one.
Well, the place called Oz's Gentleman Club, which
in
makes
Clearwater,
me think.
Florida.
Yeah, it makes me think, like, you know, the only Oz I know besides the Wizard of Oz is the prison.
Well, it sounds like you're in the know, Maddie. So what would it have cost him?
Yes.
I mean, there's thousands of dollars spent in those rooms. Like, when I was in New York City, my girlfriend worked at a very high-end club while she was in grad school. And
is that right?
Yeah.
And what did she charge?
Well, I was, she didn't have sex with any
sure.
of them.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's
is that right?
You guys are all like, sure.
Well, I mean, she knew the prizes. So.
No, I only know what I know. And I met her by giving her my phone number when I was there. I slipped her my number and said, I'm leaving.
You went in.
Yeah.
You got a dance from some lady and said, here's my number. I'd love to see you again.
And I walked out.
And she actually called me.
And she actually called me.
Well, no wonder
you dated her.
I used to have some game.
Madden 500.
And then you dated her for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you live with her?
No. But
how long's a while? How long did you date this girl?
I don't know. It's towards the end of my time in New York, so maybe 4 months or something. Mm. You know, and then when I moved, she was like, "Oh, are we gonna?" And I'm like, "No, I'm going." Kind of like Vinny did. I'm like, "I'm moving to San Francisco."
Did you used to pick her up, like after her shift?
No, because I remember I did mornings, so
she was
free to work all night. You hang out with her whole day.
And then we would hang out during the day. But she also was in grad school, so you know,
she had work to do.
He was still on the phone.
She is a sociologist now, or
maybe Riley will be a stripper while he's at grad school. That'll help.
Seems like such a great way to pay the bills.
I knew a couple people who stripped for that. This one chick was going to be a lawyer, and she was gorgeous, but she was very, like, you know, buttoned up librarian looking, and we were all sitting at dinner, and she's like, yeah, I'm a dancer.
Whoa.
And I was fully like,
tell me everything. Right. Did she?
She told us a lot of stuff, but she swore up and down she didn't hook, so, which that is extra money.
It's not as, I think it's less common for them to hook than to hook.
Less common for them not to hook.
No.
Right.
Because they'll get fired. You know, at a good strip club, that is just no.
Oh, have to hook.
No, at a good strip club, you do not.
You're saying it's more common to not hook.
Yes.
At a good,
yes.
I see. Okay. Yes. I thought I had that backwards.
I don't understand the whole scene. I really don't. I remember walking into one over here in North Beach with a buddy, and they immediately separate you, and they... You know, some girl pulls him to another corner and pulls me to another corner. And she's like, I can't sit next to you if you don't buy a bottle of champagne. And I said, well, then don't sit next to me. Have a good one. And she went, well, you can't stay here. And I went, then I'm out of here.
Okay, bye. Did you go grab your friend or did you leave
him
there?
And he was like, Holmes, come over here. Like, Jesus. No, let's get out of here. What are we doing? So we didn't even enjoy the scene.
I will say, after dating a dancer, I never went back to a strip club again.
They have a way of separating you from your money, though. It's a whole system.
Yeah, I knew the whole deal. Most guys do know the deal, but a lot of guys don't. They're like, oh, I think she likes me.
Well, you gave a phone number to the girl.
They're certainly acting like they like you. So, you know, just because you have a 50%,
you must like me.
Rate,
Here's my number.
Yeah.
And seems then like she called. Well, she called.
Right. Called next day.
Anyway, this guy who called the cops because a lady in the strip club took his $300 and then didn't sleep with him in the champagne room. He was still on the phone when the cops got there. Mm. They said he smelled like booze and was slurring his words. Oh, and it turned out he just turned 21 last week.
Oh.
They arrested him for misusing 911. Released him the same day on $500 bail. He did not get a refund for his $300.
I'm so sorry to hear it. Maybe if they could lay the rules out right at the front door, that'd be helpful for the 21-year-olds who are stumbling in there.
You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Mm.
I mean, that's what they say.
We tell our children.
That's what they say in daycares, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I'm out of time. I would do some text, but I am really late. So what's coming up in the trash?
It sounds like absolutely no fun living in the Breaking Bad house and more.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.